Charlie, WB2YZX. How are you doing?
WA2AXZ and again, WB2YZX. Okay, and hello to Joe and your guy. And whoever else is in there. And not too much of a moment here. I feel a little proud of myself. I had this 220 FM rig I bought back in the mid-80s and hasn't worked in at least 15 years, and I got it to work today, which is nice. Nice Kenwood rig, and nothing extremely serious. It's not like I had to troubleshoot the component level, but I found a few things wrong with it. Now it's up and running again, so I had to think I was about to chuck it. Oh well, sometimes it's, sometimes you get lucky, I guess. So, that's it for me now. Back to you, Lobby.
Charlie, you using it right now?
220 rig, 220 FM. In fact, it's got, it goes from 220 to 225. It still has the, it was manufactured before they took away the bottom, 2 megahertz of that band. It's strictly 220. The only thing I don't like about it is it doesn't have a PO board, but you got a number of repeaters on there that don't have, that aren't PO'd anyway, so it's not a big deal.
Alright, so it's good to get the old toys going again. I was in the basement looking for a mobile antenna that I had for a TV in the old RV. Found the this thing is 30 plus years old, by the way. And I found the rabbit ears, I found the splitter box and everything for it, but I can't find the mount. Without it, I might as well just take it and chuck it there. I was thinking of putting a separate TV antenna on the RV, but if I can't find it, I'll sure to go to the website there and pick up a real one, especially with these new digital TV signals there. They're not too forgiving. All right, let's go over to Andy now, KF2WR. How doing, Andy?
Good evening, everybody. Andy here, KF2WR. I'd like to say hello to Phil and Joe and Miguel. Nice to meet you guys. And Lobo missed you today. We were at the Power Authority. We missed your presence there. But it was a nice luncheon. I know you were over there at the other place. But hope you had a swell time as well. Just sitting here getting a few more moments to peck away on this new operating system, you know, and it just intrigues me more every day. So I'll be sitting here on the side pulling my hair out and trying to do Unix commands. I'll be sitting here reading the mail. This is KF2WR back over to you, Lobby, WA2AX and the K2IRT group.
T2QIQ.
IQ, go ahead.
K22WR, I happen to be a Linux and Unix programmer, so what seems to be the problem, K22DYQ?
The problem was Windows, Miguel. That was the problem, but we rectified that. We put the new Ubuntu, the Linux operating system, seems to be the newest thing out there. It's about a 700 meg download, put it in a couple of days ago. And I'm just sitting here getting familiar with it. Did what you should do, buy a book, and I'm going through all the commands. I'm actually having a lot of fun with it. Thank you.
All right, copy that. Yeah, Linux is great. I take it that you use one of the Ubuntu or one of those releases. It's a great world out there. I think if you had a question on Linux, you do jump right in. I break into those systems on a regular basis and kind of tinker with them a little bit and all that. Back to you to the net.
Fine business, Miguel. I really like this. It's such a different interface than the Windows interface, and that's why it just keeps everything new. In fact, Ubuntu even comes packaged, pre-packaged when you first download it with some ham software in it for, you know, terminal control. I haven't yet to play with it, but I'm very anxious. KF2WR, back over to the group, K2YRT.
Alright, we'll have to repeat a timeout. KF2WR, you got the K2IRT group there.
Yeah, Andy, I know what you're going through, and as I said, you hooked up with Joe Cunningham, Transit Museum. Very few people are keeping their hair with the Windows Vista system there. More and more I hear the people coming out of the woodwork, and yeah, when they say Vista, a four-letter word follows. It's like the old Samuel Morse days. What hath Bill Gates wrought? Heaven help me. All right, let's go to KC2TZG. Joe out in the mobile. Come on in, Joe, and make one. You got the K2 IRT group.
TZG. Just wanted to say hello to everybody out there and traveling on the Bell Parkway, and it's all clear over here.
Sounds good, Joe. Where are you on the Bell Parkway?
I'm just passing the DZ and I'm getting off at 14th
Avenue.
All right, Joe. Yeah, well, I'm surprised we're hearing you. That was the dead spot for the repeater. But you're coming in quite nicely over there. Just be safe driving. I see these bumper stickers on a lot of cars. Pray for me, for I drive the Bell Parkway. And I can't understand why. I've only been driving it for, going on 40 years now. All right, Joe. Well, let's just sit back a second and see if anyone else would like to check in, and I'll make a couple of announcements concerning K2IRT. Do we have any additional check-ins? Come on in now.
Certainly do, Lobby. WA2AXD with the K2IRT group. This is W2FBR, stationary mobile. Good evening, everybody.
KB2VEQ.
K2TLR mobile.
All right. Let's give K2TLR the first call. He's in the mobile. And then we'll go up to FBR and then VEQ. TLQ, come on. TLO, come on in.
This is KC2TLL, just listening in on the conversation on the Linux, an interesting talk. I will be standing by. Hello to everybody. My name is Norris, and I'll be listening in.
Hey, Norris, you're more than welcome. You're more than welcome. Let's go down to the Jersey Shore, W2FBR. How doing, Steve?
Yeah, not too shabby, Lobby. Everything's all right. This is W2FBR. Stationary mobile. This time I got it right, Lobie. I got home at a reasonable time, went and had my corned beef and cabbage first before the net, and now I'm actually able to show up. So I had my my tricks for the week. So we got a pretty large group here, so I'll just let it keep moving, and I'll wait for the next go around. So, good hearing you in here. I'm meaning to catch up with you via landline, but things have been a little haywire lately. What else is new? So, anyway, good evening, everybody. Take it away, Lobby. WA2AXD with the K2IRT group. This is W2FBR. Sitting in the driveway.
W2FBR sitting in the driveway. Got to go stick an antenna on the roof and go inside and keep warm. I was going to do the net from Floyd Bennett Field tonight, Gateway National Park. So when I got home, I started looking for that antenna for the RV there, and I pretty much got tied up to that. So here I am, almost warm and comfortable at my little chair in my radio shack in Brooklyn. Let's go over to Val now, KB2VEQ. How doing, Val? Come on in to make one to the K2IRT group.
Hello, V. This is KB2VEQ. I was trying to get on that 10-meter net that you guys had Saturday, but I didn't have any luck. I went up and down the band. I heard some guys over on the Trialboro Bridge a little further up the band, but I came back. I stuck around for about a half an hour to 45 minutes. I didn't hear you guys. So I don't know, the band was probably bad and couldn't get through. At least I didn't hear anything on this end. Other than that, busy day today, doing honeydews around the house, and did a couple of nice projects. Put in light fixture and hi-hat and all that in my daughter's room, and nice little lamp cover for it, and mowed the lawn and a couple of other odd and end things on my honeydew. Been working in her room mostly the whole week, sanded the floors and just keeping busy. So that's all I have to report right now. I didn't eat my dinner, so I may cut out on you guys a little later and come back. KB2VEQ, back over to you, Lobie, in the K2RT net.
KB2VEQ in the K2RT group. Well, that's one of the things with retirement. I went to a retirement party today. One of our old-time, the original old-time electrical engineers, C.B. Patel, packed it up after almost 30 years of working down in the hole with us in the subway. And it's just amazing. The retirees came out of the woodwork. We had about 150 people in a 2 Broadway. We took over 3 rooms on the 6th floor, 3 big conference rooms. And we had a nice shindig today. But to see the faces of the retirees, every one of them to the last had a big smile on their face. Like, you know, the burdens were lifted. And, you know, they talk about you talk about honeydews. I think you'd rather do the honeydews than all the insanity we used to take care of at work, Ed.
Yeah, that's a Roger on that. You know, it, sometimes it was good and sometimes it wasn't so good. And sometimes it wasn't that it was bad, but just other people made it bad. And that's the usual routine with the transit. But, you know, those things, we grinned and bared it, or gritted our teeth and bared it, and once the end came, then you know it's the end. And then you can laugh about it afterwards and say, that was a joke, but it's on them now. Roger?
Well, on that, I wholeheartedly agree. I agree. And you get a chance to finally sit down, unwind, and do a few things, too. A few things that make you happy. You don't have the pressure of getting up bright and early in the morning, putting on the coat and heading out the door. I've been getting up every morning now at 5 o'clock, like clockwork, for the past, well, in the job I'm in now, for the past, let's see, 1987, 97, 2007. Yeah, 20 years in system operation and 19 years out in the field, so... People look at me, they wonder why I still hang around, but I'm having fun. I'm having fun. All right, Val. With that, let me just drop the repeater out and make a couple little announcements here. Again, this is the K2IRT group. Let me just drop and be right back. All right, gang. You got the K2IRT group, New York's Amateur Radio Club. Guys, if the people who get the World Radio magazine, check out the last page of the November issue. Matter of fact, it's the page where they put the addresses on. I wrote a cute little article when we were up in upstate New York at Kings Point on the Canadian border, and waiting and watching with all the gang getting together to have a great time, but we all wanted to listen to the Yankee game. We cobbled together an ICOM 718, put on a long wire, and were able to get that last historic game in the closing ceremony there. And that left quite a few people with smiles on their faces. So I took a few pictures and sent in the article, and sure enough, if you catch the November World Radio, or if anyone wants a copy of the last page, just email me at my call letters, WA2AXZ at ARRL.net. And copy. Drop it again. Don't want to tie up the repeater or time it out, so. We're going to have our face-to-face meeting at the Power Control Center the first Thursday in November. I'll have to take a look at a calendar, or if anyone can take a look at a calendar there. It's either November 5th or 6th. Again, I'm I'm up in my radio shack, and time stands still. It hasn't left 1927 in my shack in a long time here. But we'll get together, and we're going to have a nice agenda on the table. Big thing is, and I want everybody to think about it, is what we're going to do for Field Day next year in the way of a location. Let me drop it again before I time it out.
That's why I put a question.
Go ahead.
Where's that face-to-face going to be?
The first Thursday in every month. So I don't have a calendar. I don't know if it's the 5th or the 6th.
No, I heard the date, but where's it going to be?
No, no, we're going to have it at our control center. If you email me wa2axz@arrl.net, I'll give you the exact address. It's in Midtown Manhattan near David Letterman on Broadway.
All right, copy that. I'll shoot you an email. Back over to your Casey Prosley.
Once again to everybody, and you know, even tonight, if you guys want to discuss it, we have the open forum here. We've done a couple of years now at the Brooklyn Heights at the Montague Furman substation. Just in the shadow of the Brooklyn Bridge. And more recently, for the past few years now, we've been up at Hamel's Y. And your rattling of the cage is that the guys want to try something else. Again, we still have the invitation to do the Field Day on the Intrepid. And you know, I'll have to find out more information about that as they go along to find out if we're actually able to stay overnight or... when we close the museum, we'll have to pack up and head out. More information to come. But with that, let me quit my yakking and go to the top of the list and just give it over to Phil. KC2SYH. Come on in and make one, Phil. We're open for suggestions.
Yeah, KC2SYH. Not really much to say, so I'll pass it over to, pass it back over to you there. I wasn't really listening the full time. I was on a different machine. Somebody called me out. But now I'm listening again. KC2SYH.
All right.
So
we'll turn it over to KC2TYQ. Gal, it's all yours. Come on in.
Thank you. This is Gal, KC2TYQ. I think the Intrepid is a great idea. I thought that they let us go overnight. That is kind of a new museum now. I personally always had I wanted to hack into the 9th Street station in Brooklyn. Apparently it is the tallest spot in Brooklyn in the subway system. And I wanted to have special call sign for that. And I have just, when I get my Yagi, after somebody helps me set it up, I'm going to take it and take my dipole and try to broadcast from that station, because I think it's a cute place to go. But I don't know if it's a place for Field Day. That's not a very fancy station. Back to the net, Casey, to see what you...
I seriously don't think they'd let me up there with a TA-33 tri-bander beam, but, hey, anything's possible. Hey, we got to be very careful with the Smith and 9th Street station. That place is fragile. You've seen it recently. They have the thing wrapped up in wire and bunting and everything just to keep the concrete from falling off. It's supposed to be a big rebuild job coming up to that Smith and 9th Street. You know, it's interesting to note that we do have a substation at 10th Street directly under the station. And I'm just thinking now, you know, anything's possible. Anything's possible. You could throw a couple of ham sticks or some other antennas up there, up all the way up there, and try to get a signal out. I've noticed, though, that height isn't everything here in New York City, because I've actually tried. You know, you can get on the Gowanus Expressway and you're heading into Manhattan or Battery Tunnel, and I've been talking to my gang on 40 meters in the Mobile. And I haven't found any benefit at all when you get to the top of the hill. Matter of fact, I find that occasionally you pick up a little bit more noise than you'd really like to up there. Go ahead.
Copy that. I think that's a really nice place. I don't know if you particularly care about if it has to be a MTA type location. A really nice place is the foot of the Brooklyn Bridge by the Fulton Landing. There's a nice little park there. It's very open. I think you can get some power there, and there's a terrific ice cream bar right next to it, homemade ice cream. Over.
Very good. That is one of our sites. We're about 3 or 4 blocks to the left of that on Montague and Furman Street. And we've done that many a time there. If you have a chance to email me, I'll send you some pictures from the site, because we actually made QST Magazine, and we actually are in the Mosley Antenna, the website, the Mosley Antenna sales website, because we took a picture during one of the field days, and we had the TA-33 up on the tower with the Statue of Liberty right behind it standing, and it was a great shot, and they put it in the QST and the Mosley Antenna. 2005 we last did it, guys.
Copy that. I just need your call one once again. I have to head back. I have to move my mobile back to the QTHO. I take it that it's WA2 Alpha Zero, Alpha Zulu, is that correct?
Alpha X-ray Zulu. Whiskey Alpha 2, Alpha X-ray Zulu. At the ARRL.net email site.
Copy that, Whiskey Alpha 2, Alpha X-ray Zulu. And for all those listening to the net, this is KC2TYQ. I am looking for references for somebody to help me put up an antenna. This is a contract request, not just a help request. And if that can happen, I would really appreciate my email is unfortunately not yet set up on the ARRL, but you can look me up. This is KC2TYQ. Over to you.
Well, again, the gang will be out here, and we'll try to give you all the help that we can here. Okay, with that, we're going to move down the line to Charlie again, WB2YZX. And Charlie sent out some nice pictures there. He's doing some SSTV receiving from the space station. And just wondering if Charlie ever made any hard contacts again. Go ahead.
2A2AXZWB2YZX. No, in fact, I was, I guess it's kind of trying like the, kind of like breaking a pile up, I guess. He was giving hello, goodbye QSOs, but I wasn't able to get through, and he's only overhead for a few minutes anyway, so I tried, but he was, on every other pass, he was sending slow scan TV pictures, which I was, and I think you guys have seen most of them. But it was interesting. I don't think he's even up there now. That was Richard Garriott, the son of Owen Garriott, the astronaut, the first ham astronaut in space. So I think it cost him $25 million or something like that for that flight. I don't know. And at any rate, the two. But yeah, I heard you guys talking about Linux. I haven't used that, but I am kind of interested. I know my boss is a big fan of it. And I have two computers here. One is XP and the other one is Vista. And as far as complaining about Vista, Vista works fine, but you need at least 2 megs of RAM, because most computers come with a 0.5 meg and it simply won't work with Vista. I put in 4 gigs and the thing took off, and now it's magnificent. But that's what Vista needs to work. So enough out of me. Back to you, Lobby.
At the K2IRT group and WB2YZX. That's interesting, because you see these new computers coming out, and if they don't have the 2 gig, I don't know how they expect this Vista to work. Joe himself bought a brand spanking new computer, factory fresh, had all the RAM and everything in it, and he couldn't even get it to work with his printers. For some reason, Vista would not recognize the drivers for his printers in the house. And he's going through all sorts of hoops, because Joe, along with being one of the professors at TCI and another college there, he also relies on that to do his transit museum work, and it's just amazing there. He and I get on the phone,
And I just sit back for a half an hour and let him talk, and he just goes on and on and on about the wonders of Vista. And he wonders when he's going to throw it out his fourth floor apartment window there. All right, Charlie. With that, we'll turn it over to Andy again, KF2WR. Yeah, we had a good time over there. I see the transit won an award of some sort from the Power Authority, saving the most amount of power under those peak load management days. And Charlie showed me the little tchotchke, how he got that little blue, for want of a better word, it looks like a suppository. Over to you, Andy.
F2WR, Andy in Woodbridge, New Jersey. Yeah.
Yeah, Charlie went up and received the award. It's that big blue piece of crystal. Looks like something that could be used on an episode of CSI at one time or another. I'm reading the mail here on 80 meters, and the guy, Mike Dick, a sports guy, LP, he's on 80 meters right now, and it's a big pile up to work in. Bob, the 10-meter net, what time frequency is that?
It's 28:330 Saturday evenings, between 8 and 9 o'clock or so. What you guys have to do is get on the website, www.ragchewers.net, and I think they have the actual times itself on there. And they call it the Margarita Net for Scotty, KG4WEL, who is our professional margarita maker. And when we meet at Dayton every year, Scotty makes buckets full of margarita, and everyone stands on line at the campground for it. Get it?
Yeah, fine business. Margaritas camping, and there's nothing better in this world than those two companies.
Very good.
Well, I'm going to go check that right now on the firebox here on the Uber 2, and I'll catch up with you in a few minutes. KF2WR.
KF2WR, you got the K2IRT group here. Yeah, as I said, 10 meters hasn't been too cooperative recently, though I'm told the other day, and I was listening too, there was some activity on 15 meters where it made my eyebrows pop out, because in the early 70s, our gang used to live on 15 meters, the solar conditions that are coming around. Hopefully 15 comes back, because we did have a lot of fun over there with my good old friends Ralph at WB2, GPJ, Great Piles of Junk. Sadly, he's not with us anymore, but he's another one of the mentors out in the field there that we should all help our fellow hands there. With that, we'll go down to Joe now, KC2TZG. How doing, Joe? Come on in and make one for the K2IRT group. 2TZG. Joe, you still out there? Nothing heard on him. We'll turn it up to Steve, W2FBR, and see what's happening in the world of the vintage trains up at 27th Street. How you doing, Steve? Anything good going on?
W2AXT, K2IRT group, this is W2FBR, still stationary mobile. You know, I got so relaxed, I reclined the driver's seat all the way back, and I was listening to the net, and you were asking for suggestions about something. I think it was for field day sites, and I actually dozed off for a couple of moments, so... not that the subject content was putting me to sleep. I've, you know how it is, Lobe, getting up at 4:30 in the morning. I'm kind of at the shaky end of things right now. But anyway, let me let this drop. Let's see. Well, during the early part of the week, we track tested one of the. One of the R9s that's been out of commission for quite a while, car number 1300, kind of shoehorned a vintage track test in between the regular track tests of R38 equipment. Those guys went to lunch, and I sneaked on over there with three R9s and ran it back and forth an hour and a half, and Billy Alcott and the boys up there seem to be doing a pretty good job. They got the brakes working on her again and are slowly working the geriatric sedatives problems out of her. Still needs some going over, but she's a lot better than she was. So I actually took some pictures while I was doing it. Not while I was doing it, but I spotted the train on 26 track up there and took a few pictures with the cell phone and the regular film camera. Hang on. Let's see. What else? I took a ride out with my partner in crime, Mr. Sherry, out to Far Rockaway yesterday, 27th. I rode shotgun with him out there and back up to Port Authority, catch the bus home. And I happened to see the aluminum mascot of Hamel's Y. So on the way back, I took a picture of your handiwork on top of substation, the Long Island Railroad substation number 5. So I still have the pictures on the micro SD chip. So when I get them downloaded into the computer, Lobby, I'll send them to you. And I don't know how good the quality is going to be since I was moving and the cell phones aren't that great. But it was the sun was setting and I got the tower with the Mosley beam right in between the clouds. It was really nice as we were, zipping our way toward the South Channel Bridge. W2AXD with the K2IRT group. That's all the news for the moment, I guess. This is W2FBR, relaxing in the car.
KC2TCC in New Jersey.
Check in, KC2TCC, we're getting right to you there. And to Steve, be careful, you'll get so comfortable in the car with all this nice talk that everyone's doing here, and we'll be waking you up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go back to work. I know, they've been doing a lot of good work trying to keep these old Betsy's going, the old trains there. It's going to take a lot more, though. I see a lot of cars, too many cars for that matter, down at Coney Island Yard out, just rotting away, and again, everyone's concentrating on these new tech trains coming in. Got a call from the new tech people, they're testing, they're doing the burn-in test on the R-160s, and they were out at the Rockaway test track, and they're saying, hey, we don't have enough voltage, we can't do a test. And I had the nerve of having the guys take a substation off for simple maintenance. So I let an email to Gene Sansone and this fellow Solomon Salori, or whatever his name is, on the new car programs there. And I let him know that if he's going to be testing the new trains, give me a heads up a day in advance and I'll make sure all the power's on the third rail. And let me let this thing drop off.
So
haven't gotten any results from him yet or any response, but I'm sure the next time I drop out 3 or 6 megawatts of power, they'll be knocking at my door. And that the tower and the TA-33 over at Hamel's took a ride over there a couple weeks ago, and all the cables are tight, the ropes are tight, not a frayed one in the bunch. And we've already gone through some wicked windstorms out there and thunderstorms, so you know, that old TA-33 in the tower is going to hold up pretty good. We still talk about going out there to take the thing down and just pack it away for the winter. What I have to do, I have to definitely take it down and order a couple parts for it. According to Mosley, that tri-bander is approaching 50 years of age, and that's part of their advertising thing that I told you they put in their computer thing, the internet site. And we'll just try to keep this thing going as long as we can.
All right. With that, let's
stop for a second, pick up the new check-in, and then we'll continue from the list. KC2, TCC, come on in and make one. You got the K2 IRT group.
Hi, I'm Patrick from New Jersey, and I got my new KC689 handheld radio, and I haven't been able to do that.
Welcome aboard there. I'm just curious, where are you from New Jersey, and which repeater frequency are you using, the 2 meter, the 440?
I am from Highlands, New Jersey. That's by Sandy Hook. And I'm using the 441 100 repeater.
Well, as I said, it's a good signal from what I'm hearing up here. There are other frequencies available. You've got to check out the N2ROW or N2HBA sites. What you do, you Google them up on Google, and you pick up their sites, and they have the listing of the frequencies, the linked frequencies there. Maybe one nearer you that even come in better. Go ahead.
What's your kid? This is W2FBR. I'm in Keensburg. I heard you say something about Sandy Hook. I'm sorry, Lobie, I don't mean to interrupt, but he was noisy, and I thought I heard him say something about Sandy Hook. Well, what's your QTH again?
I am in Highlands. That's where I am from Highlands.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, you're just a few towns south of me then, off Route 36 with me then. Yeah, you're actually going through the best repeater that you can get into. That's what I'm using right now. The one over in Old Bridge is on 2 meters, and it might be okay, but since you're over in the Highlands, you're shooting right across the water into the Brooklyn system, so you got the right one. That's what I'm using. Go ahead.
Yeah, KC2SYH with some input.
Yeah, go ahead, Phil.
Yeah, 441-100 is, it's voted. It's got three receivers, and one of the receivers is in New Jersey. And I remember on his first transmission, he dropped out, and he went over to the Jersey receiver, and he was sounding crystal clear.
I'm using a VX. I'm using a handheld, the VXR 3R handheld.
Yeah, copy. Yeah, the last transmission you came in and through the Jersey receiver. See, now you're making it full quiet. Back over to Steve, I guess. W2SBR, KC2SLH.
Yes, W1.
No, he was just being a bit iffy. Go ahead to Highland Station. It's technically your turn. I just want to reaffirm where you were, but you're going through the ideal repeater. This is W2FBR. Name is Steve. I'm in Keensburg. Go ahead. You can give it back to Lobie.
Okay. What's weird is I'm transmitting off 1.5 watts, and I got a brand new handheld, and no one can hear me. And I'm getting kind of dumbfounded about this.
KF2WR.
And we have Andy out there in Jersey too, KF2WR. And we're hearing you, believe me. We're hearing you and we're having a conversation. So that little handheld is doing its thing. Andy, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I'm on the 440 side. Am I making it in? Over.
And we got you. Your audio is a little low, but we have you.
That's copy. Just that's the KF2WR.
N2OBE, listening. 2OBE, listening.
But again, Pat, like I said, your little handheld is doing its thing there.
you just have to play around. There are many other repeaters around the area here, and believe me, you'll get in. It's got a nice signal when it's coming in, though. You have very good audio when you're on there, Pat. All right, with that, let's go down the list again to Val, KB2, VEQ, in this ever-growing list of the K2IRT group. Come on in, Val.
Thank you, OB. You had a check-in. I didn't know if you heard him. Into OBE, I think it was. Maybe you could pick him up and then come back to me, Lobie.
All right, Val, we'll do that. N2OBE, come on into the K2IRT group. You got Lobie here, WA2AXZ.
N2OKB.
Yeah, come on in and make one. It's your turn.
Yeah, good evening, everyone. Good evening, Val, but I believe it's in the background. This is N2OKB, November 2, Oscar Kilo Bravo. Good evening to everyone on the New York City Transit Net, K2IRT. Lobie, nice to hear you. I'm in the Bronx at the present time, Mobile, and Tiffany Yard.
C2TYQ, I'm back.
To Tiffany Yard in a long, long time there. They had the good shops up there. What are you doing, the PM tours again up there?
Yeah, doing a king checkup. You know, this is one of my aerial responsibilities, so I'm going to make sure that everything is secure and have all the transit properties very well protected. And I come here once or twice a week. And tonight was my turn to go come here and check and check in with the personnel of this area.
Right.
That's good. As I said, I'm going to try to get out of my office tomorrow, and we're going to head to Brooklyn. I'm in Brooklyn now, but we're going to head down towards the Livingston area there. The gang's put in new transformers at 7th Avenue substation. Had another one put in at 73rd Street, Central Park West, and got crews working at other stations along the way. So we're just going to put the pen down. Put the books away, get in the truck, and see what's going on out in the field there. You know, I said you can't sit behind a computer all day. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, well definitely. Sounds like a lot of hand on the job work. It sounds like a lot of physical work there at Lobie.
Yeah, all my physical work gets made up on field day and the weeks before that. When the gang gets together and we start putting up towers and antennas and everything under the sun. Because usually after field day, I'm so pooped, I don't even want to turn the radio on for a week. I just run away. All right, it's great. It's great to hear from you again. We'll clear with N2OKB, and we'll give it back to Val. KB2VEQ in the K2IRT group.
2TYQ.
2VEQ. Hi, Frank. Good to hear your voice out there again. Thanks for coming in and joining the net. Everybody sound real great tonight, and yours also, Lobie. You're holding steady on your transmission, and I guess they must have tweaked the repeater over there a little bit, but everybody's really sounding great. I don't have anything else to add, and it's about 10-2 by my clock. So I'll just wish everybody 73 and look forward to hearing you guys on the net next Thursday. And best wishes to all. 73. This is KB2VQ. Clear.
All right, Val. Well, you be good. And again, if you can, get a copy of the World Radio there, the last page in November. I wrote a nice little article when... I'm waiting for them to pick up on the Intrepid article. I sent it into QST and World Radio. Usually I try to run everything through QST first, and QST asked me for additional photographs, so they may be doing something with the article. World Radio is an interesting magazine, though, because
I've sent several things into them, and they don't give a response. And you think it's just gone out into cyberspace. And the next thing you know is I start getting phone calls of the gang on the 72-2 saying, "Hey, Lobi, I was on the internet site. And they had the article on that." And then the other day, this is before it was delivered to me, the guys were talking about this great article about the Titanic, the Harold Bride and the other operators on the Titanic, how they kept the radios going as the ship was going down. And I was looking at that when my book came, and I didn't even pay any attention to the back cover until just this morning, by accident, I had the thing turned over, and I looked, and I'm going, "Oh, look at that!" What happened there? Okay, Val. Listen, you be good. Give my best regards to the family. And we'll catch you next week, and then, of course, we'll catch everybody on the face-to-face. We'll clear with Val, KV2VEQ, and let's go to Norris, who is still in the mobile, K2TLO. Norris, you still with us?
K2TYQ.
Thank you.
It's all yours.
KC2TYQ, come on in.
Thank you, Moby. This is Egal again. I back at the QTH. I'm still stationary mobile. I just wanted to ask and request that listeners to this net write down my call sign, KC2 Tango Yankee Queen, and look me up if you know anyone who could help me put up an antenna. This is a contract work I'm looking for, not a volunteer work. I'm really trying to put up a vertical for the X-ing and whatnot, and I could use some experienced hands on deck. This is KC2 Tango Yankee Queen. Over back to you.
All right, Egal. We'll put that call out, and we'll talk with the gang there, and we'll see if we can give you a hand on that. And I'm just curious. You're going to be putting a vertical. What kind of vertical would you think of putting up on your roof, Gabe?
I'm thinking of something that will be, 20, 15, 10 meter with traps, nothing too special, just so I can start messing around with other antennas while I'm calling from town to town and just getting my my handle off the on these frequencies, which are not in great shape these days, but, in anticipation to some future work. I actually like to work a lot of mobile, so I have those mobile antennas that you can disassemble very quickly and put around. But for now, I just need to make sure that all my ducks are in a row before I go on the road. So I'm thinking about, again, 20, 15, 10 meter. If there's a 60 meter there inside, then that's fine. But just that pen, I'll let it drop over.
We'll go down the list there. We should do some reading on the Hustler 6B TV and the 5B TV, that series, because I'm running a 6B TV on the roof that covers those bands, 10 through 80. The only drawback with the vertical antenna is you need a counterpoise wire system or one heck of a good ground on the roof. I've tried two different types, and I seem to be pretty well successful. Not the best in the world, but for a Brooklyn roof, it works. And there are some other high-gain antennas, too, that are made out there for those frequencies. And again, vertical antennas are nice, but you just have to put up with those counterpoise wires, which are a pesky at times there. All right, let's go down the list again, and we'll see if Pat is out there in Sandy Hook. KC2TCC, come on in and make one.
This is KC2TCC. Yeah, I'm a little rookie here. I'm still here. What up? In the neighborhood.
What are you looking for? 2 meter 440?
Yeah.
I'm talking to you now. on a new Diamond X30, a Diamond X-ray 30. And it gives some meters in 440. It's, well, I'm just looking at it now. I have the bag here because the antenna's now on the roof. I think the whole thing stands maybe 5 foot tall with the three little spike of a radial on it. And it does the job quite well. I was using an indoor antenna here for quite some time. And I finally got off of the dust and I put the X30 up there. And it's one of the lower performing antennas. It does have gain. But from your location right on the waterfront, you shouldn't have a problem with it, guys.
Well, you guys are north.
So
my windows, I'm direct across from you guys.
If you have yourself a good outside antenna, or if you just want to make one of those temporary ones out of an SO239, they have it in the antenna book and the ARRL handbook. You just temporarily throw that thing up in the air and you'd get out like gangbusters then. You know, you have some limitations to the handheld antenna because you're so close to the ground, especially running the 1 watt or so. But once you get something in the air, be it that homebrew SO239 goodie, or you get your professional antenna up on the roof there, make a world of difference using that handheld good.
A roof antenna with a handheld?
Yeah, in fact, I've got my handheld here. I've got the ICOM T7H, and there were times I was having problems with my ICOM base station, and I plugged the T7H in, worked quite well. I ran anything from 1 watt to 6 watts from the handheld. And I ran the net many a times on that. Go ahead.
So I have a brand new the KG689 radio, handheld radio here that's 5 watts, dual radio, and I haven't been able to. I can hear you guys, I can't get to you guys. The radio I'm talking on now is my 3R.
Alright, hold on 1 second. Alright. I was just trying something with my handheld. The battery isn't charged up, but definitely, once you get the antenna outside or anywhere away from the handheld, you're going to see a remarkable difference there. As I said, spend a couple of pennies. Experiment with an SO239 and the piece of wire first. And once you see how well that's going to work for you, especially outdoors, you're going to be running to the store, HRO or whatever, to get a diamond vertical there. All right, Pat. I wish you all the best, and definitely we'll be around on 2 meters every Thursday night there, so hopefully the next time you come around there, we'll be able to hear you much better. Let's go down to Frank, and then we'll go to the top of the list for a 72 round. How about a 73 round? You can tell it's been so long, I cut myself short. N2, OKB. Frank, come on in and make one.
Okay, this is N2, OKB, for ID. Definitely, Lovie, going back to the antenna, the vertical antenna. This is a very good vertical antenna that I use in the past for all the bands. That's the Gushcraft R7. That antenna, I believe, covered all the band, including it's a kit, the add-on, for 80 meters. That would be a perfect vertical for the rooftop. For those that cannot have one of those Jaggy, which is very expensive and also very elaborated, and you need a large rooftop, a vertical R7 Kuchcraft, it's a perfect match. You can't go wrong with that. It's pretty, it got a lot of gain and also cover most of the edge band. This is N2RKB. Over to you, Lovie.
Hi again, 2OKV. You got the K2IRT net. As I said, there's a lot of antennas out there, and we've been experimenting for years, and it just depends on what bands you really like to operate on. Me, I'm always on 40 and 160. And the big joke on 160 meters is Lobe's antenna, because a 160-meter antenna, people have envisioned this monster 400 feet long wrapped around the trees and bushes, and all I did was I took a mobile hamstick, a 160-meter hamstick, and put it up on top of the chimney, tuned it for 1871, and I'm on 160 meters every night, talking up and down the eastern seaboard as far as Colorado. My friend Tom and I, KC8QGJ, went camping, and that's a part of that article in World Radio. We went on the St. Lawrence Seaway, and Tom was working Uganda with the hamstick, the 160-meter hamstick on a couple of poles on his RV. So you're going to hear sometimes that people are going to say, you know, hamsticks don't work on certain frequencies. Well, when you tune them right and you feed them well, you can talk around the world. You can do that. So with that, it's the top of the hour. We'll just go down the list quickly, and then we'll put a lid on it for another great Thursday evening there. So we'll turn it over to Phil again, KC2SYH. Come on in, Phil.
Kilo Charlie 2, Sierra Yankee Hotel. Top of the hour now, so I'd like to say 7-3 to everybody. Hope everybody out there has a good night. And we'll catch everybody here next Thursday. A lot of interesting topics tonight. I notice I do more listening than actually inputting things, but you know, there's always a lot of stuff that's mentioned on here. It's very interesting. So with that, pass it back to Lobe, KC2SYH. Once again, everybody, have a good night. 7-3.
Thanks again for joining us today, and definitely our door is always open to you there. And we'll catch you again. There are times I get on from the mobile on 2 meters, so if I catch on there, I'll give a shout. And now we'll go down to Cigar Yigal, KC2TYQ, for his 73s.
W2CMA, repeat.
KC2TZG, and we're still listening.
Coming in again, please.
Yeah, Lobe, that was KC2TZG, I believe I heard.
Oh, that's Joe still out there. Yeah, Joe, I called you before you weren't around there. Come on in and make one. We're on the 73 round.
Enjoying the queue, so, and I'll grab the bite to eat. I couldn't grab the mic in time, but I'm still out here listening and enjoying the queue, so.
Well, anytime you want to come and join us, and again, after I'm finished with the 73 round, IQSY to 1871, 1.871, if the gang wants to, if you have the capability, come on in and join the fun up on that frequency there. We'll go to Charlie, WB2YZX. Come on in, Charlie.
Hey, very good. Well, let me say goodnight to everyone. And hi, Val. Good to hear you on. And we have a nice turnout tonight here. And by the way, somebody mentioned 10 meters. It's weird. Last night about 11 o'clock, I was tuning around 10 meters and I heard beacons galore, CW beacons galore. The band was wide open. And about 15 minutes later, it was all over and done with. But weird. But there was nobody else on anyway, so anybody couldn't work anyway. At any rate, good night all. I'm going to go watch some TV. WB2YZX is clear. Bye.
All right, Charlie. Well, that's the nature of the band. You bat an eye and it's there. You bat another eye and it disappears. We found that quite frequently on 40 meters. Like, I could be talking through a pipeline from you to me, and then the next minute, gone. That's the nature of the radio.
Now let's give it up to Andy now. KF2WR, you got the K2IRT group.
All right, gents, Andy, KF2WR, Woodbridge, New Jersey. Just want to say 7-3 to everybody. Thank you for stopping by. And I did Google the 6BTV, and I watched a video of a guy with a 6BTV lobe on the back of his car. He wasn't driving with it, but he had a really unique little mount he would put it on. It was a little YouTube thing. Put on the mount and put a little ground rod in. It looked pretty cool. Anyway, with that, I can hear the guys on 1871. Can't talk to them because G5 won't go there. So I'll be just poking around for a while. 7-3, everybody. Thanks for stopping by. KFCWR will be off and clear.
1-2.
All right, Andy. Well, definitely, I'll check in and give your gods. Every once in a while, Steve, the FBR, checks in. We'll see what happens. He still has that capability. Matter of fact, Steve's next, FBR. Steve, you're going to go in the house and get on 160, or you're just going to go take a nap?
If I go take a nap, it'll wind up being a hibernation. WA2AXZ with the K2IRT group. This is W2FBR. Well, I'll tell you what. You may just prompt me to turn 160 on and give it a try, because we haven't done it in a while, and since you are prompting me, I may just do it. For reference, Andy, I hear you on the input on 2 meters. I'm coming through 2 meters right now. And Lobi, before I pass it along, are you running high power with your base station? Because I can hear you on the input. I don't know if you can switch your radio easily to hear me on the input, but I'd say, according to the bar graph S-meter, you're about a third scale on there. You're about 50% quieting, but that's for me sitting in the car, so I don't know. How much power are you running? Are you running high or low power going through the repeater?
I think I'm running the 20 or 25 watts right now. I'm using the ICOM, what is this thing, the 3200A. I can turn it on low power, and I did that last week there, and the guy said it was a little rough, so I'll just do this for now. It's a nice little radio, I do have to tell you. And for me to run Simplex, I have to get the instruction book out and take a course in the PhD Applied Electronics. Go ahead.
Steve, well, as I said, we'll
probably catch you on 160 there, and if not, I'll just pass the best wishes up to Tom and the gang up there. Where is that down there? Just seeing the Val is out there now, KB2VEQ, you want to tie a ribbon on it?
Yeah, Lobi, real quick, did you hear me on the output? I switched over real quick, W2FBR, on the last repeater drop.
No.
Oh, no. Andy, if you should have told me, I have to squelch you all the way down on this thing.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, I can hear you on the input, so that's pretty good. I'm running 50 watts here in the mobile, so if I can hear you, you'd probably be able to hear me. Anyway, that's it. Have a good night. I'll catch you on 160. Everyone take care. W2FBR. Sorry about that.
No problem at all. No problem at all, Steve. Have a great night. Go down the list again for the 73, K2, Tello and the Mobile. Norris, are you still with us?
Norris there, KC2, TCC, Pat in Jersey. All right, put a ribbon on it. 2, TCC, Pat, you still with us?
KC2, TCC, yeah, I tried my other radio, and obviously you couldn't hear me. All right. Nice talking to everybody. Be back next Thursday. Thank you very much.
All right, Pat. Well, you have a good one, and again, don't be afraid to experiment. You head down to Radio Shack, pick yourself up that SO239 and make a quickie for yourself, and pop it up, and you'll be amazed at the signal you get out of that thing. All right, and now Frank, if Frank is still there, Frank's at the end of the list.
N2OKB, still up in the Bronx?
We're not hearing Frank.
And that exhausts the list. I want to thank everybody for stopping by tonight. Again, you can find out more information on the QRZ webpage. Check out K2IRT, and it's got all the contact information and some information about the groups in general there. Again, I can also be found on QRZWAQAXE. And if anyone wants to direct any questions, please send it to me at WA2AXE@ARRL.net. Again, it's Whiskey Alpha 2 Alpha X-Ray Zulu at ARRL.net. Yeah, we'll head up to 160 in a few minutes. And again, for the gang that has 40-meter HF capability, during the daytime and on weekends, we're on the 7272 Rancho group. That's 7.272, 9 to noon, every Monday through Friday, and Saturdays we're on 8:15 till noon and beyond, and Sunday we have an informal rag chew. And if you guys want to find any information about that group, check out www.ragchewers.net. Again, that's ragchewers with an S. And you get a chance to see some of the K2IRT gang as well as the regular usual suspects. Again, thanks to Rich and the gang on the repeater network here once again for letting us use the repeater. You got the K2IRT group, Globy here. I'm going to QSY to 1871. Have a great night, guys.